Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we started a brand new series we're calling God Is. We're looking at the attributes of God, studying the character or the nature of God. And I kind of teased on Sunday that, you know, for some of us, that's very exciting. We hear that. We hear the word attributes. We think, oh man, a deep study on the character, the nature of God. It's going to be intellectual and sort of academic. And for some of us, that amps us up, right? We're kind of wired that way. And then for others of us, you hear those words, you hear words like omniscience or omnipotence or the self-existence of God or the justice of God. And you think, oh my goodness, right? Like you get kind of, I think I tease that you're like eyes gloss over, right? Because you get bored just hearing about those things. And so I promised on this past Sunday, and I promise again, the point of this series, we're not going to get lost, you know, in theology land. The point of the series is not to end up in sort of an academic musing or an academic debate or anything like that. The point is worship. In fact, that's the big idea of our series, is that God is worthy of our worship. He is a wonderful, amazing, loving, majestic, powerful God. And when you study the scriptures, right, the point of the series is that we look into the word, into the Bible, and we see the real God who is, and not the God of our imagination, not the God of pop culture, not the God that we sort of keep in our heads or the God of our preferences, but rather the God who is. And as you see this God revealed, you recognize there is no one like him. There's no being like him. There is no God like our God. And I want to read to you, Psalm 147 says this. It says that God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, right? He's a very personal God. And at the same time, he's a very powerful God. It says he determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. And yet down in verse 10, it says this, his pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. It says the Lord delights, verse 11, the Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. And I love the exchange you see there back and forth. This coming Sunday, we're going to talk about the omnipotence, the omniscience of God, right? His power, his understanding. And you see that, right? It says that he determines the number of the stars. He counts them. He calls them by name, which I'll talk on Sunday. The number of stars that we think are in the universe, it is mind-boggling. And God is so powerful, so great, that he knows all of them. He created all of them. And at the same time, he's not just a powerful God. He's a personal God. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. He delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. And to say it differently, maybe, you know, the same God, the God that we serve is the same God of Genesis 1, right? He's the Genesis 1 God who creates the entire world in the beginning, right? He created the heavens and the earth. It's the same God who Paul says in Romans 5, verse 8, that God proves his love for us in this, or he demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He is a powerful, majestic God who created the world. The earth is his and the fullness thereof. He doesn't need us, and yet he loves us. He sent his own son to die for us. He gave him up for us and has adopted us by grace through faith, has adopted us into his family. And he is not just the creator, but our father, and is worthy of our worship. And obviously, if you're listening, you know, right now, and you know that, and you have trusted Christ with your life, if you have never done that, I want to say to you right now, that's open to you, right? This God who created the world, who created you, majestic in power, in holiness, in justice, in his knowledge, there's no limit to his understanding. He loves you, and he has sent his son Jesus to die on the cross that you might be saved. That offer is open to you. The offer of the gospel is open to you. But if you already believe that, man, it is just so true. We should worship. The right posture to God should just be our worship of him, that he is that kind of God, right? The creator of the world, all powerful, and yet at the same time knows us and loves us and is so personal. So I want to invite us this morning, wherever you're listening, whenever you're listening, I should say, right? Maybe not morning time, but wherever you are, just take a moment to pause And I want to pray for us, and then I want to give you an opportunity to pray. And as you pray, just to worship God, just to say, Lord, you're the God who created everything that I see around me. You created me. And at the same time, so personal, so loving that you sent Christ for me. So let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you that we get to call you Father. You are not a distant being or force. You're a very personal God. And yet, Lord, we also know you are a holy God and a powerful God. You created the universe and you hold it together. And yet, Father, you know us so well, better than we know ourselves. And Lord, you sent Jesus to die for us and raised him from the grave that we might be forgiven of our sin because he paid it. He paid that price for us. And you've given us your Holy Spirit to live inside of us and to empower us and to equip us for the mission that you've given us. Lord, indeed, as we study you and as we look in the scriptures and we see the God who is, the right response should just be our worship. So Father, I pray this morning you would just remind us of who you are. And Father, we would bend the knee and worship you. And I pray that, Lord, and I thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Take some time and just pray and worship this morning. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.